Consequence Podcast Network.
Tour set pop.
Borahe, Iconic Army.
Borahe.
This month, we are celebrating our love for BTS and ARMY with our sixth annual Being an ARMY episode.
Woo, woo.
Can't believe it's six, the sixth one. Insane. In case you aren't familiar, every year we release a special episode around Valentine's Day in which we share the stories from our beloved iconic listeners. We're asking you to send in your ARMY stories again. Tell us how being an ARMY has impacted your life.
Your stories can really be about anything, but for some examples, you can share how you got into BTS, friendships that you formed through BTS, concert experiences, rediscovering old hobbies through their music, how the group has inspired you, etc. No story is too big or too small to share. We want to hear them all. So submit your story via email at standingbtspodcast@gmail.com. or an audio message via Dropbox. The link for the Dropbox will be in the description. We won't be accepting submissions via social DM, so please be sure to send it via email or through the Dropbox. The last day to submit is Sunday, February 12th, 2023.
Yeah, which is right around the corner. So Send in those messages fast, and we are so excited to share them.
Share them here on the podcast.
Yeah.
The expression from the music inspired me so much to take risks, and it inspired damn near the whole rap game.
Hello again, I'm Adam Unz. You may know me as the host of The Opus, and now I'm bringing my own show, The Spark Parade, to the Consequence Podcast Network. I speak with artists and creatives about the cultural artifacts that spark their personal interest and creativity, whether it's music, books, movies, video games, or any other kind of art.
I've never spoke about it in this amount of detail. I'm suddenly going, oh my God, I'm blowing my own mind here, Christ. It's actually a giant part of my life.
By talking about the things we love, we share and discover insights into our personality and the things that drive us.
It's just magic, really. I mean, frustrating. And it makes some people angry, but I don't think anyone's ever done anything like it.
I speak with people like Connor Oberst, Phoenix's Thomas Mars, Chris Gethard, Helen Hong, Adrian Young, and more, so their sparks of inspiration can start a fire in you.
I'm grateful for those who continue to put our history and who we are as a people in the forefront and make you see it.
Find the Spark Parade wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. We're your hosts. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is Standing BTS,
your favorite informative fangirl podcast.
Yes. Today we are going to hang out for about an hour and we are returning to the ship series.
Yay!
And the ship we're doing today is G-Hope or...
Hopeman.
Yeah. Hopeman. Whichever one you want to call it. But this is the pairing of Jungho, Hoseok, and Park Jimin. So we are super excited to... talk about these two because we feel like they've been so active lately.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's just perfect timing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But before we get into today's episode, we want to say thanks, Iconics, for being here and for all of your support. If you'd like to support us even further and have access to our episode documents, our monthly virtual Iconic hangouts, and our sound checks, please consider joining us at patreon.com/standingbts.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingbtspodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out bi-weekly episodes. But any type of support is super appreciated. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, thanks, Iconics. Speaking of Valentine's Day, by the way, with the Being an ARMY episode coming out around Valentine's Day, February is also American Heart Month, which is supported through the American Heart Association. So that's the charity that we are really choosing and encouraging you all to support this month. Heart disease is the number one killer of Americans, and specifically 1 in 3 women are diagnosed with heart disease. Heart health is even more important now than ever due to the impact of coronavirus on the public's heart health, as recent research is showing the potential harmful effects on the heart and the vascular system that COVID may cause. In most cases, heart disease is preventable when people adopt a healthy lifestyle, which includes not smoking, maintaining a healthy weight, controlling blood sugar and cholesterol, treating high blood pressure, and getting at least 150 minutes of moderately intense physical activity city a week and getting regular checkups with your doctor. So a lot of things that you can do to promote your own heart health, and you can share those things with others around you. Mm-hmm. Also, on February 5th, you should go red for women by wearing red, supporting the cause, just knowing that this is, you know, the number one killer of Americans, but women also, just 1 in 3 women getting diagnosed with heart disease. You can also help drive research and further educational campaigns by donating to the American Heart Association, going to AmericanHeart.org and clicking the donate button.
Yeah, the American Heart Association was our sorority's philanthropy, so we're pretty familiar with it. Being a healthcare worker, I really see the impact and just cardiovascular health and heart disease and how it impacts just the general public. So it's a great cause. Yeah, definitely be thinking about just ways that you can also prevent and take care of yourself too, to prevent heart disease.
Yeah, we have long lives to live and join BTS. And so you need to keep your heart healthy.
Yeah. Dance to BTS's music. For real. That's how I'm going to get that 150 minutes.
That's right. They stress us
moderate
out.
To intense cardio activity.
100% dancing to them.
Let's go ahead and get into G-Hope and Hopemin. An overview of this ship, of course, like I said, it's a pairing of Jungho Seok and Park Jimin. They first met each other on May 15th, 2012. These two are the longest standing roommates in BTS. So they were originally each other's roommates, and well into like 2020, they continued to be roommates, even though BTS members were starting to get their own rooms or even going and getting their own places. So these two have just always been roommates. They've always really gotten along. Jimin has like actively said that he wants to be J-Hope's roommate forever. Mm-hmm. Like they just want to live together forever. There's a lot of really cute photos of just like their dorm room together. And there is particularly this like one shot or like this article that I found of these two where they actually like in their dorm for a little bit had each other's like photo cards, like big blown up photos of each other on the opposite sides of their beds. So like in front of Jimin's bed was J-Hope's photo and in front of J-Hope's bed was Jimin's photo. So like when they woke up, the first thing they saw was the other person.
Cute.
And there's like a V Live where J-Hope was off doing his own festivities and Jimin is like, J-Hope. And he's holding up this photo that's in their dorm. And he's like, J-Hope, I miss you. Oh. Hoseok, come home. He's like, I'm bored.
You can't live without him.
Yeah. Like these two really are just the closest of friends. And of course, we're going to get into the ship, but like roommates forever. Like,
yeah.
They just really have always gotten along so, so well.
Yeah. I mean, being roommates since 2012, they've been together day and night for over 10 years. Mm-hmm. Really. That's got to bring you close.
Of course. Yeah.
They're also the main dancers of BTS, which I love. I mean, they both have very different dance styles, but I love how the love of dance brings them together. Mm-hmm. I think they both have a very strong bond and connection over choreographing together, dancing together. I mean, we see them in 3J with Jungkook, you know, and like the collaboration that they do there. But I love that they, at their core, they both really love dance. Yeah, they love to interpret music through the art of dance. And I think they both understand that within each other.
Mm-hmm. That mutual love for dance. Yeah. And for sure, both being the main dancers of the group, they have surely bonded over that.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. So I'm always talking about astrology.
Me too now.
So Jimin is a Libra and J-Hope is an Aquarius. So they have a pretty good balance together, you know, pretty good pairing here between the two signs. Mm-hmm. Libras and Aquarians often strike up friendships really quickly because they're both very social and friendly. In terms of compatibility, a Libra will be taken by this interesting Aquarius who has so many original ideas, which I very much see between Jimin and Hoseok there. It's also said that if these two put their minds together, there will be plenty of stimulating conversation, which throughout all of our G-Hope research, we just see them having the best time together. Yeah. They're never going to be bored. There are never those friends who literally just sit there and scroll their phones and don't talk. They're always talking or interacting or just enjoying each other's company.
Yeah. They're both very engaging people, you know, like kind of what you were saying at the top there of like them both being very social and friendly. That's very clear for these two. And so when I think of their stimulating conversations, I think about them like laying in bed at night, like having those conversations before you fall asleep, you know, when your mind starts to wander, or you're starting to repeat the events of the day. Like they, I'm sure, have shared the deepest of secrets with each other, you know,
so much. I would just want to live in that visual for a moment. Like just imagine it's like pitch black in their room and just Jimena from across the room. And then Jimena responds, Hobia, you know, and like just whatever is on their mind, they end up asking.
Yeah.
I love that.
Me too.
Further, both of them are quite capable of nurturing a friendship into something more as a Libra and an Aquarius, because they really appreciate each other's thinking style and they can encourage one another. And this really leads to a lifelong partnership, which is so interesting. Like you mentioned with the roommates, Jimin has said he wants to live with Hobie forever and be roommates forever. Libras can be quite charming, attractive, and sophisticated, very much Park Jimin. And an Aquarius might be smitten, which is so true.
Yes. As we get into more moments between these two, you really start to see that J-Hope is quite smitten for Jimin, which, I mean, who wouldn't be?
Yeah. I mean, we all are. The world is. But, like, we really see J-Hope as his Aquarius self really coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, just another piece of information that a lot of you probably know, but their characters are paired together in the BTS universe storyline. So we get a lot of J-Hope moments from that too, just seeing that their characters are so intertwined. They're very close in the BTS universe storyline. Mm-hmm. So we see a lot of that pairing and you see some of that friendship come out too between them.
In real life and in alternate universes, J-Hope are intertwined.
Wow, you know? Look at that. Yeah.
Yeah. But
I mean,
like,
it's true.
Literally written into their lore. Like, it is true.
The dynamic of these two, they're both very easygoing and touchy-feely members. They're comfortable with like physical touch, and you can see them often like caringly hugging each other, their arms wrapped around each other, or affectionately like moving their hair from their face and massaging each other's shoulders, which you can say this about a lot of the members of BTS, but like these two members in particular are pretty touchy.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have like that Namgi energy where, you know, there's like this kind of
so much respect for one another that they're never going to touch in that way.
Yeah, like they don't really touch. They're not like super affectionate, like giving each other massages. Like that doesn't happen, you know? Like these two, though, there's no fear of touch.
No,
like,
and we definitely have seen members who are more touchy, members who are less touchy but will accept it more, members who reciprocate it more, just as we've gone through the ship series. These just happen to be two members that both are very touchy and they also don't mind receiving it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something I also really love about this pairing is both Jimin and J-Hope have very infectious laughter with each other. And these both are members that are like overtaken by their laughter. Like, for example, Jimin will fall out of his chair from laughing while J-Hope will like walk out of the room. Like they both are, their bodies are physically taken over by their laughter. And so like Jimin falls to the ground or is hunched over or like falls onto his butt.
Right.
And J-Hope is just like flinging his limbs and like running across the room because he's laughing so hard. So like seeing these two laugh together is just so funny to see, but also like I feel like I'm missing out, you know, like they're having such a fun time, such a good time together. I just love seeing them just like have the best of time
because
they're like flinging their bodies around laughing.
Pure joy
that
like we see them often experience between each other, you know, like with each other because of each other, you know, like in many cases, they weren't necessarily laughing at anything in particular.
No.
You know, they just, they work themselves up to that point together where they're laughing so hard that way. It's very sweet to watch.
It is. Yeah. They're also both very caring people, and it's clear that they care so deeply about each other, but in this very outward way. You know, you can see it in their actions, the way that they look towards each other, even with their words too. Like, you can say about like Min Yoongi that he's a little bit more subtle with how he shows his love and affection. Whereas these two, it's like you can see it by their actions. You can see it in how they look at each other. It's very on display, not like they're flashing it or showing it. It just is like they both are more outward with how they show their emotion and how they show their affection.
Yeah.
And so you can just see it so blindly, what you mean, with these two.
Mm-hmm. Both of them are very eager to share that with one another. You know, they're not, and I think it also shows that they're not worried about how the other person is going to perceive them because of being so affectionate. They just know that it's going to be perceived well, and you know, they can just be that way.
Yeah. So much comfort between these two. And we both think this is like the most underrated friendship in BTS.
Yeah, like, I think so.
I really have not thought much about G-Hope, you know? Like, I've thought more about Hope Cook, honestly, than I have about G-Hope.
I've thought more about V-Min than I have about G-Hope.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah.
I've definitely thought more about Hope Cook, too.
I've thought more about V-Hope than I have Min Hope.
Yeah.
Or Hope Min, or whatever.
I mean, even though they have been roommates all this time, you know? But I think it was kind of easy to overlook because we saw V-Min and we saw Hope Cook and V-Hope and these other ships.
Namin,
my God. Yes, Soap. I mean, like...
Soap, yeah.
Soap.
Top tier.
Like, we saw Soap and we stopped there, you know?
Yeah.
But this friendship, I mean, even we really loved the friendship between Namgi. Namjoon and Yoongi's friendship we found to be so deep and interesting and bonded over their art and their, you know, their music and the production. But this friendship that G-Hope has, I really feel like we have uncovered something here that we really didn't expect. Like, maybe we were naive to not see how deep their friendship has been all this time.
I think so. It's not until we've gotten into this ship episode that we were like, whoa, these two are so close. Like, to the point, there was a point in research where, Kayla, you're like, are they more soulmates than V-Min?
Yeah.
Because these two are, like, so, like, their connection runs so deep. Namjoon, during the most recent Festa, where they announced their, like, indefinite break that they're going on here, there was just talk about Jimin's songs that he's working on, the album, and his solo work. And he had expressed that he had shared one of the songs with J-Hope. And Jungkook, I'm pretty sure, is the member who was like, I haven't heard it, you know? And like, everyone's like, we didn't know this. We haven't heard it. Why has J-Hope heard it?
Right.
And Namjoon, our wise sage Namjoon, said, quote, "You have to understand, Hoseok is always number one to Jimin." That was at their 9th Festa.
Yeah.
The dinner.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, Namjoon is saying that.
He knows.
Like, J-Hope is always number one to Jimin.
Yeah.
Crazy. Anyways, let's get into it.
He's speaking from experience there. He knows.
He knows.
He's had to come to terms, you know? But really, let's talk about all of these. So we're going to get into some like more flirty moments that you could say, and then we'll get into more friendship moments. But all of them are amazing moments between them. This first one is this hot tub scene from Bon Voyage 1, or not Bon Voyage, from In the Soup, season 1.
Yeah.
From In the Soup 1, and in this hot tub scene, they're kind of like, they're unwinding in the evening, and Jimin and J-Hope are sharing the hot tub. No one else is there.
No one else.
They are close.
Except the cameraman.
Like, I'm gonna say that, except the camera and all of the viewers. but they're there and they're laughing and hanging out, whatever. But then there's this moment where J-Hope reaches his arm around Jimin and he starts to like massage the back of Jimin's neck. And Jimin is like instantly, like he kind of falls into
it. He caves into it.
Caves in, closes his eyes, just accepts it. He's just enjoying it, obviously. J-Hope is I can't even look at the screenshot because of the way J-Hope is looking at Jimin with so much desire and so much intent. Like, on his face, he cannot hide how badly he wants Jimin in this moment.
The way that he's looking at Jimin is like he's massaging his neck, and it's like he's waiting to see Jimin's reaction and is like searching to see how much pleasure Jimin is getting from this. And it's like,
oh yeah,
I will have to say we're starting with one of the biggest moments, because if there's any G-Hope moment that I think might be like real, like these two, like one might be really into the other one, uh-huh. It's this. Like,
yeah.
They're in this hot tub, which I already think is kind of a romantic place to be.
Setting, for sure.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
It's obviously a more like loose, relaxed environment too.
Yeah, it's the end of the day. Mm. They're both winding down. J-Hope literally says, ah, Jimina, this is the life. Like,
right.
This is the life. Like, let's relax. Let's enjoy ourselves. And he reaches over. Like, it's almost like he's got his arm around Jimin.
Right.
Like you would to a girlfriend or something.
To a partner.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he's massaging his neck, which I think is also a very sensual thing to do.
I think it's very intimate.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like he hasn't done that a million times, but not sitting next to him in a hot tub,
yeah,
as he's saying, this is the life, and they're telling each other how happy they are right now.
Yeah. And then it's his expression of just
his expression,
like, looking at Jimin, waiting to see how much pleasure Jimin is getting out of this massage.
This is peak Aquarius, obsessed with the smitten
the Libra.
With the Libra, with the charming Libra right yeah. here.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's quite the moment.
I mean, I feel like, and also this is just a good example of like J-Hope is always massaging Jimin. Like we saw yeah. so many clips from over the years, from all of their time together, from mm-hmm. back, you know, back in like War of Hormone era, even mm-hmm. of like J-Hope massaging Jimin hands on all the time.
Always. Yeah.
And Jimin just accepts it so easily.
Uh-huh.
He's like, oh yes. Thank
it's
you.
A very like young caring mm-hmm. for his younger brother.
Definitely.
But in this setting, not getting that.
One.
Not
yeah.
getting that. So there's this V Live during the on era, and I'm pretty sure it's just before they're about to go on and do their last stage for the promotions of Map of the Soul 7.
Right.
And so it's these two together, and Jimin during this V Live ends up asking if they could be roommates forever. So this is like 2020, and they're talking about how they're roommates. They're both like in like pure Map of the Soul concept. Just like dark outfits. Jimin's hair is like fully pulled back, forehead exposed, gorgeous dangly earrings. Mm. They're like all dressed up. Their hair's done. Their makeup's done.
You know
they're
how
stylized.
Good they look in the on era.
They look really fucking
so
hot.
Good.
They look so hot.
Mm-hmm.
They're basically talking about everything they're grateful for this era, how hard they've worked, how appreciative they are of all of the support. But there's this moment where J-Hope just gets completely lost in Jimin's aesthetics. Like, he's just, like, staring at him like...
It's like he's not even paying attention to the words that yeah. Jimin is saying.
Yeah, and they yeah. start commenting on, like, how pretty they are.
Yeah.
And J-Hope kind of leans back and puts his hand on Jimin's ear and starts playing with his earring. And he's like, how can he pull this stuff off? You know, like they're basically saying like, you look sexy. How can you pull this off? Like he's just like fully enthralled by Jimin.
Yeah.
But then Jimin like really reciprocates it and eyes J-Hope up and down, like straight up, like checking him out. It's so blatantly obvious.
Uh-huh.
Like, and you could say he's maybe doing it in a joking manner, but also you find that this is kind of a theme between the two of like how they just kind of check each other out. But it's like they both are like lost in the moment. Like you would, it's like they don't even know they're on V Live anymore.
Yeah, like they forgot for a second.
Right.
You know, we shouldn't have seen this part. Like we stepped in a private moment.
Lost in each other's visuals and like
yeah.
hitting on each other. They're
yeah.
just like straight up hitting on each other.
I think it's a fair point that you said maybe Jimin's like looking him up and down jokingly, whatever, but like
right.
their body language, their expressions is not saying that this is joking. Like,
no, he means it.
He
I
means
mean,
it.
You can tell that like J-Hope is like, this is attractive. How do you pull this,
uh-huh.
these accessories off? Like, you're so attractive, you can pull this off. And then Jimin returns the favor and eyes him up and down like, dude, no, you look good. Like,
mm-hmm.
you look good too.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he does it in an over-exaggerated way where it comes off like it might be joking and lighthearted. But you know he's being serious. Like, he's being like, damn, you look good too.
The way he's looking, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So another moment that I want to talk about is this V Live in Tokyo with Jim and J-Hope and Taeyang, except for you would never fucking know that Taeyang is there. Like, he's like the third wheeliest third wheel of all time in this, which is like crazy. We were talking about V-Men earlier. Soulmates, mm-hmm. V-Men. They've written a song where they sing to each other that we are soulmates. Mm-hmm. And yet Taeyang is almost non-existent in this V-Live. In this V-Live, they're like in a hotel room in Tokyo, and Jimin is laying on one bed holding the camera. And at this moment, J-Hope is like over him, like on top of him, you know, trying to get all the attention, trying to like get some affection from him. Jimin, you know?
But he's being playful, like sexy.
He's being playful, sexy. He's like teasing him. He's trying to, And he's trying to hit on him and like seduce him.
Yeah.
And Jimin is like pushing him out all the way, like pushing him off, like out of panic, like giggling, laughing. And
he says, go away.
Yeah. He's like, are you really going off like this? And he's like, ah, Jimin, you know, dear Jimin. And Jimin's like, go away, you know, like pushing him away, whatever. But yeah, J-Hope is talking to him in this very sexy tone. And it's just really, I mean, he's kind of being playful with it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's silly. It's silly. But like, I love the how comfortable they are, where it's like they can just like actively come on to each other in this joking way, but also, I don't know.
But it happens like, often enough that it's sometimes it doesn't seem like it's just joking anymore. Right. Like, I don't think it's a joke anymore. It seems like it's just flirting at this point, you know, just because like this is just one of many scenes that we see like this.
Yeah. Very flirty, very flirty. And like we were saying, this is a theme of like kind of this, they'll get really close to each other's faces and then one member will finally kind of like back out a little bit, but they'll get pretty close in proximity and also flirt pretty wildly with each other. And it is always kind of veiled in this joking manner, but like the checking each other out where they like will eye up each other, like I truthfully feel like they look at each other and they know that the other person is saying, hey, you look really fucking good.
Yeah.
You know, you look really fucking good right now.
Right.
And I just love that comfortability with each other. Like, damn.
Right. You look good. I mean, a little confidence boost for each person, you know, like, okay, well, I know. It's like, I trust their opinion above all. I know that they think I look good right now, which means I look fucking good right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Jimin always has this like kind of smug smile on his face. Like, I just love it when they do this to each other because it's so genuine. But you'll see them a lot do it like during like red carpets or like when they're about to premiere, like go on a live stage or something. And, when they're looking their best, and they will just eye each other shamelessly.
I mean, really shamelessly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all over the place.
So speaking of, their stage chemistry is also off the charts. They are really comfortable with each other. So when they're on stage, there is no holding back on just like how much they can touch, how much they can flirt, how much they can really feed the fan service. A really good example of this is any of the embarrassed live performances. This was built into the performance, but it was like they basically, during the song, like during Yoongi's rap verse or something, they like go in and pretend to kiss each other. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the other members do this too. But Jimin and J-Hope like put their hands over each other's mouths and then like kiss their hands. Yeah. Like they look like they're making out.
They do it like, even though there's other members doing it on stage too, like as part of the choreo, they do it so over the top. Like they're
Over the top.
They're rocking back and forth. Like they're really into it. You
Jimin
know?
Like, or J-Hope, one of them wraps their legs around the other member.
Yeah.
Like they're about to like lift them off their feet and pin them against the wall. Like,
right.
They throw each other on this bed that's next to them.
Right. They get the bed. I'm going to say that not all the members get beds that are in addition, but they get a bed on the side of the stage.
It's so crazy because there's one moment where Jimin will throw J-Hope on the bed. And when he throws him on the bed, he comes over and then like props his leg up onto the bed. Like he puts his foot up on the bed, like very dominating. And
J-Hope which is just a dynamic that maybe we don't expect from J-Hope.
Right.
You know, yeah. The Mokne to the young, the...
Jimin being the, like, dominant right. one. Like, fuck.
I know. But that moment from that stage, I love that moment. I was like, dang. And also, it's funny because Hobi kind of pops up with this big smile on his face, too. Like, he's loving it.
Hobi sunshine. He is loving it.
He's like, look at Jimin right now.
Yeah. Jimin's laughing at himself and is like, look at me right now.
Right. I mean, they're just so funny here. Yeah. But I mean, so that's like a really great old example of, I mean, from their embarrassed performances of their stage chemistry.
This is like Red Bullet.
Right.
I don't even know.
Yeah. But even now, I mean, most recently, people were talking about them at PTD in LA and these, you know, really sweet moments that they had together on stage. One of them is like during the ending months when they have this really nice embrace. They're standing next to each other and Hobi just comes up, you know, behind Jimin and wraps his arms around him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he even has like his front hand kind of like low on Jimin's hip where it seems like a very intimate embrace, the way that he's pulling him close and where he's touching him. And it just seems so sweet. And then, of course, when they part, you know, like they look at each other and smile and, you know, but I just love it's like kind of at the end of the concert is always hard for ARMY and for BTS because they're saying bye to us and them. And, you know, it's an emotional moment a lot of the times, especially PTD being the first time that they were performing since COVID, you know, like those were very emotional concerts at the ends during those months and during those encore stages. So, you know, like this is them like seeking comfort, you know, like Hobi coming up and giving Jimin a hug from behind. Like, why are back hugs the best thing ever?
They really are.
They really are. And Hobi just, I somehow knowing that Jimin needed one right now during the end of this concert.
It's definitely like he knew he needed it. Yeah. Like he needed that extra little bit of affection.
Yeah.
Especially during such, you know, heartbreaking ments that all of the members shared during the PTD series.
Right.
Kind of going off of that, there's another moment during the Permission to Dance concerts that J-Hope, he doesn't look necessarily sad or anything, but he doesn't look like overwhelmingly happy.
Yeah.
He just is kind of like staring out into the distance, maybe just kind of like, I don't know, zoning out.
He's kind of focused on wrapping this like scarf around his neck too. Yeah, he's got this
scarf around his neck.
Yeah.
And there's just this really sweet moment where J-Hope is standing there and Jimin notices him and comes over to him and just barely nudges J-Hope. Like he has his like hands in his pockets or his thumbs in his pockets and he comes over and just like presses his hip up against.
Yeah.
J-Hope's hit.
A little bump. Yeah.
Yeah. And then walks away. Ugh. You know, like that's it. That's just the tiniest small touch. And J-Hope goes into this like really cute smile, like a genuine little smile. Like it's not for the audience. It's not for the camera. It's just like a genuine little that like made him smile.
It's for him.
Yeah. Just for him. And I don't know. Like to me, this is either like a sign of just sweet comforting him. Like, I don't know if he needed to just be touched, but it also makes me think of like the people that you're really close to. Like, I think my husband, like there's just times where we're like hanging out in the house where I'll just go over and like bump him.
Yeah.
I don't even know I'm doing it. Like, it's just kind of like automatic, like involuntary.
Right.
And so I just feel like these two are so touchy feely with each other that like, I don't know. Like, it's just like, you have to like fulfill it.
Yeah.
Satisfy
sometimes
it.
There's just something in you. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that from them here.
Right. It seems like one of those moments, like just drawn together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was almost like Jimin's bump, the little nudge is so small that like, it's like as he was coming over, he didn't even know what he was going over there for. It was just like, doop. And then just walked away.
Automatic.
You know? Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like on stage together, they can, you know, they can be super giggly together. They can be touchy in big ways or subtle ways.
Yeah.
And then like we just see them often find comfort from each other while performing through embracing, through sharing glances during choreography, and just during other times on stage. They just always seem very connected.
Yeah, always. Yeah. They always are.
J-Hope.
Jimin.
Oh, so cute.
Yeah.
So cute.
Well, let's get into some more friendship moments between these two. So in Bon Voyage 2, you know, BV2.
The OG, obsessed. BV2.
Okay. One of the best. If you have not watched Bon Voyage 2, you need to. Like, yeah. There are so many monumental moments for all of the BTS members during this, like this season of Bon Voyage. Mm-hmm. It's just like the best. So Jimin ends up getting, they all write letters for each other, but Jimin ends up writing a letter to J-Hope. And it's really cute because at the very beginning, Jimin's a little weirded out by it. It's like a little cringy to him. They're also younger. So it's like, to my bro, you know, I'm writing this like super heartfelt letter. Right. But what's kind of like so cringy to Jimin about it is that he's like, I basically share all of my thoughts with you every single night. We're roommates with each other. So it's just weird to be saying it like formally in this way. But the letter is amazing, and we're going to read it here. J-Hope, by the way, is not weirded out at all. He is ready for it.
He's soaking it in.
He is soaking it in. He's ready to hear everything that Jimin has to say. Mm-hmm. And so Jimin says, "To Hosaki Young, this wasn't my first letter to you, so I thought it wouldn't be hard, but it was indeed not easy. I'm nervous. You're the one whom I talk and share a lot with, so think you'll know well what I think and what I want to say. What do I think when I see you? This person is really truthful and sincere. This person is really upright and kind. You are probably the first one that made me understand a person can become this cool just by being truthful and sincere. As your brother and fellow member, I have a lot to learn from you. I wanted to tell you that I know you were always working hard to take care of us, and I'm always sincerely thankful to you. Thank you, Young. I hope you can take care of your body and stop worrying too much. To my Young, who I'm always thankful for, I love you."
Wow.
I just feel like this is so sweet, so sincere. I love that he really highlights J-Hope's best qualities of being just like a truthful, honest, loving person, and that he somehow made that like a really cool trait. You know, like, you can still be like cool and have like swag, but also have it from being like being a good person, like being a truthful, honest, loving person, and you can make that look stylish.
I know, saying like truthful and sincere, like J-Hope helping Jimin realize that he can, you know, he can be cool, he can be truthful and sincere, he can be himself and still be, you know, successful and, you know, be cool. You know, it seems like one of those things that maybe J-Hope has helped Jimin with.
Yeah,
I think that's such a little nugget buried in all of those amazing things about J-Hope.
Yeah, I think so too.
Another moment that I want to talk about for friendship is when J-Hope gave Jimin probably the best gift of all time in all of history, it seems like.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even think that's an exaggeration. Like,
it's not an exaggeration.
I think this is the most thoughtful gift ever. I could cry. So they're sitting around, and I wish that we wrote down which video this was.
I feel like this is the end of a run series. Like, yeah, a run that's what season. It seems like. It's like the end of a run season. It's like when they're capping it off. They're going to take a little break from run. They're like sitting around a bonfire and sharing like letters with each other and eating like a hearty meal.
Right. But it's all seven of them. But they're kind of sharing, you know, they have gifts for each other that they've prepared. Mm-hmm. So J-Hope actually gets Jimin a gift here. And before he gives Jimin the gift, as he's waiting for Jimin to unwrap it, he is super nervous. You can see it all over his face. Uh-huh. He's just very much anticipating Jimin's reaction here. You can tell that he's hoping for a reaction, but like, he's, you know, He can't wait. Jimin immediately.
Really, like, he's been waiting for this moment.
Yeah.
Like, it took him a lot of preparation, and he's like, it's finally here. Like, finally get to see his reaction.
And especially, like, them being roommates, it was probably so hard for him to hide it and to keep it a secret. Yes.
For that long. He's like, the anticipation is high.
Right. Jimin, he doesn't even have it unwrapped yet, but he already, like, he bursts out in laughter, and he already, like, thinks that he might know what it is. And as he starts to unwrap it, he's, like, looking at J-Hope with, like, this biggest smile, so much love, and he says, wow, this is awesome. And he finally pulls it out, he unwraps it, and it's a promise CD.
Yeah.
It's a promise CD. Jimin's first, you know, single song that he came out with. And J-Hope made it into a full CD with him, like, handmade, you know, the cover. And then on the inside of it, it's not just, like, a couple photo cards of Jimin that he made. No. J-Hope made an entire photo book of pictures that like he himself album. Took. Yeah, like a true... Pictures that he took of them.
Yeah.
Of them. Over the years and included them in this photo book. And it's like multiple pages because in the video you're seeing Jimin like
flip through
multiple pages of these photos. Oh my God, this is the sweetest thing.
It is.
Ever. I mean, and all of the other members are like upset, like jealous, obsessed, can't believe that this gift has
Jungkook
been given.
Jungkook is like really blown away. He honestly wants to know every detail of it. And he's literally, like, whoa, he's so impressed by
it. They can't wait to like get their hands on it. And what's so amazing too is that Hobi knew what an incredible like thing this was. And he made extras and was like able to gift actually each member of BTS one of the promised CDs.
There are 7 copies
of
this CD and that is it. Those are the only copies to exist in the world, and it is owned by every BTS member.
Of Jimin's Promise, which, like, just made think about the J-Hope. Meaning of the song itself.
Yes.
Ugh, like, incredible.
It's super sweet, too, because he wanted him to read the message out loud, and Jimin, like, didn't really want to, but J-Hope was like, read it out loud. It's not that long. It's not that long. Read it out loud. And he basically has Jimin make a promise that he'll continue to make music. And like he quote, like at the end of his little message, he ends up quoting the song and the song's lyrics. So then they all end up singing Promise together.
And it's so cute. And Jimin and J-Hope both stand up and they both do the pinky promise like choreo together. It's really cute. It's the most precious moment.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it just shows that J-Hope knows so much about Jimin and that, like, I mean, they have so many photos together that he could put together a whole photo album.
Right.
For the CD.
Right.
It's just really sweet.
It's the perfect gift.
It's going above and beyond for your friend, you really. Know, to make something so, so special.
Yeah.
Well, of course, whenever we think of J-Hope, we think of Hobipalooza. And we were just thinking about this before we went into recording that, like, we never pulled Jimin and J-Hope whenever we were pulling, like, names from a cup for the ship series. We're now at the point where it's like we can't draw from a cup anymore because we've done so many.
We have so few and we're just like, I want to do that one.
Yeah. That, like, we feel it's so perfect that we're covering J-Hope now because Hobipalooza was such an immense moment for these two because it's now after BTS have announced their indefinite break and they're going into solo projects. And whenever J-Hope is the first member to put on like a full concert, basically solo, that the member to go and support him is Jimin.
Yeah.
Which was not asked of him. Jimin traveled 6,552 miles overseas to support J-Hope at Hobipalooza. And we just really feel like it shows a lot of Jimin's love and support and this like really deep friendship that they have. Like, I think obviously they are members in a group together, but these two have a friendship and level of support that will, I think, goes outside of BTS.
Yeah, I think it supersedes it.
Yeah.
I think that, like Jimin showing up for J-Hope at Hobipalooza is, like, Jimin saying, I will always be there for you.
Yeah.
No matter what. Because we were talking about this yesterday. J-Hope has very close bonds with many members in BTS.
Yeah.
It could have been anyone to show up for him. Yoongi has traveled to LA to go to Lakers games just casually, randomly, you know. But it wasn't Yoongi and the infamous soap that we love so much, that we've always touted as this like amazing ship. And they are, like, not to take anything away from their relationship too. But it wasn't Yoongi, for example, that showed up for J-Hope.
Yeah.
It was Jimin. It could have been any member. But it wasn't any member. It was Jimin, you know? Like, it just really shows that Jimin would drop anything. I'm sure that he had stuff on his schedule. I'm sure that the other members weren't going because they also had things on their schedule that they were busy with and that they were tied up in. But Jimin made it work.
Yeah. This is a really strange comparison because I feel that all of BTS are family. They are family. They are brothers, but there is something about Jimin and J-Hope that seems like blood brothers. Like, it, you would think that they're actually siblings or something. Like, they are like family.
Yeah.
That, you know, like, I think about my toughest times where, like, I've been crying uncontrollably and I've told you, Kayla, where I'm like, I just feel like I need my mom, you know, like, I just need that person who has known you your whole life type of situation to be with you, to comfort you, like someone who is such a safe space. And when J-Hope came over to do Hobie Palooza, he talks about in his V Live that he like was in like literally in a dark room. Like he was so alone. He was so scared. He was so nervous. And Jimin was like his saving grace. Like
he literally calls him his light.
His light.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like Jimin really knew that he needed someone there with him.
Yeah.
And I think it's maybe because they've been roommates. I don't know. Like these two really run deep.
That's what I'm saying. Like you kind of mentioned that like when you see someone at their worst, you know, like family is going to be there and family is going to help you. Them being roommates, like they probably really have seen each other at their absolute worst.
Yeah.
Like, when are you at your worst, you know, when it's the middle of the night and everything's going wrong,
like,
you know,
so vulnerable,
right? And your world is crashing down. Like they are probably the people that have been there for each other in those moments, you know, they're the first person and having been those roommates for that length of time, you know, like that's going to be just embedded in them permanently, right? Just this bond.
Yeah,
yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
And it just carries over and it really shows here with Hobie Palooza. During the actual performances at Hobie Palooza, J-Hope, during Hansan, when he sang the line, "Every day I'm so turned up with my boys," he pointed up at Jimin, who was like up in the rafters. Like he wasn't out in the crowd. He was like on stage, like up and, you know, like up high, off to the right side.
Right.
But he pointed there. But also during Safety Zone, when J-Hope was singing the lines of "Where's my safe zone? If you find it, let me know."
Right.
And he's pointing up to Jimin. Like, Jimin is my safe
zone. Jimin is his safe zone.
Which was just like so validating to me because I'm like, listening to Jack in the Box and doing our album review for that, it was heartbreaking to kind of read through the lyrics of Safety Zone because J-Hope is just such a comfort to everyone and is our hope. And then for him to be asking, like, where's my safe zone? Where do I go when I feel like I've lost myself or I need to be grounded or I'm spiraling? Who do I go to? Who do I have? What do I do? And then for him to point to Jimin, it makes me feel like he does have that safe space, you know?
He does. It's part Jimin. I mean, I remember lamenting over those like lyrical details so much just because it is heartbreaking to think that he doesn't have a safe place, you know, someone to pick him up. But through doing this research, we really realized he does. It's Jimin. It's Jimin.
I mean, I think we thought, BTS is there for him. But like, really seems like Jimin in particular is a safe zone.
Yeah. Where you said
that's
earlier,
his go-to member.
Like blood brothers is what it seems like. You know, we like really relate that to unconditional love. Unconditional, no strings attached, always there for you no matter what, understand you completely, love you completely, and that's what they are.
It's like they can't change the fact. It's unconditional.
Yeah.
Right? You know, like a friend can always leave, a significant other could always leave. But it's like, it seems like these two are blood brothers. Like these two are unconditional, no matter what, nothing can separate us, yeah. like bound to bound. Each other.
Yeah. And I think that Hobie Palooza is something that was one of the first things that really made us realize how deep that bond runs mm-hmm. with that.
Yeah.
I'm excited about the Netflix documentary that we're going to get.
Me too.
For In the Box, because I'm sure we're going to see more behind the scenes, like all the G-Hope content that's going to come out of that.
I know.
We only know, you know, how they feel from their V lives and from what they've shared, you know, which we've already said, but, yeah, I think that was amazing that Jimin showed up for him. And I think that.
And he had a blast.
He had an amazing time. And I think that really, like, remember how much of a blast we had at Hobie Palooza?
Yeah.
How fucking incredible J-Hope was?
Yeah.
I feel like if
he set the bar so high,
He set the bar so high. But think about, would J-Hope have had that strength and been able to bring that amount of energy to that performance had he not had Jimin there?
I know.
His light there that showed up for him.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
And we'll never know, but I just love that he was there to be able to help him out.
Yeah, me too.
I'm also super glad that we're not talking about J-Hope until now because of Fashion Week that just happened.
This catapulted us into the J-Hope ship series.
We gotta talk about it ASAP because look at them. Obviously, like Jimin is a Dior ambassador. J-Hope was going for Dior also. And so we got to see Jimin and J-Hope together in Paris for Fashion Week. And I, in particular, just looking at all of the, like, the paparazzi videos and everything that I was seeing online, I love how they navigated the crowds together. Mm-hmm. Like, Jimin being J-Hope's safety zone at Hobie Palooza, it really felt like J-Hope was Jimin's safety zone in Paris.
In the limelight, yeah.
It seemed like, I mean, in the limelight for sure, because although Jimin can be like very intimidating and sophisticated, I don't think that he necessarily likes that type of attention or mm-hmm. can handle it well on his own. And he's never had to handle it on his own. You know, when BTS have gone to red carpet events, they've all been together. And this isn't even a red carpet event. This is like an event where they are walking from their hotel to the fashion venues. And it's like through streets that, you know, they're just constantly being photographed and followed and whatever. And it's like part of the, you know, the promos, but that's tough, you know. Mm-hmm. J-Hope crowd, I mean, the crowd loves him. The camera loves him.
He loves the crowd.
He loves the crowd back, you know? And so he's providing all these smiles, these peace signs, this great energy, and such a comfort to Jimin so that they both really shine. And it seems like, you know, together they really had a great time.
Yeah. I love that you pointed that out because J-Hope does seem so relaxed and kind of, he looks comfortable
at
in this
ease.
Setting. He sees the attention, but he just smiles. He can soak it in while also not coming off as like conceited or anything like that, or having an ego. Jimin can get like it can become overwhelming for him is what it looks like. Mm-hmm. And so having J-Hope there, I think really you could see it putting him at ease as well.
I can just imagine Jimin confiding in J-Hope ahead of time about how nervous he was for this event, being a brand ambassador for Dior. Of course he has to show up, being nervous about attending on his own, and J-Hope saying, I'm coming with you. Mm-hmm. Look at this picture of them before the Dior fashion show at the Dior press, of them practically holding hands as they are posing. Right. Not quite, but like the tips of their fingers are touching, almost forming like the shape of a heart.
Yeah.
It's just this little subtle comfort that they're giving to each other there. Mm. Stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so great to see them at Fashion Week together.
Yeah.
Every shot of them is just like overwhelmingly sexy. Like, definitely, guys, our doc will be on our Patreon if you want to be a $1 patron. So many great
photos. Moments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
What a blessing. So overall thoughts for J-Hope. Just their individual personalities mesh so well together. J-Hope is so caring. He prioritizes the well-being of his members. Also, like, I just feel like he's the first to promote any of the members' solo works so far. Like, on Instagram, J-Hope is like V is doing this, Suga's doing this. Right. Like, go listen to Namjoon's new solo album. Like, right. He is always the first one to promote. And Jimin is also that member who's very caring, but he's also a great listener and super supportive as well. So I just feel like these two, the amount of care that they both have for their members really gets to like overflow the cup of their friendship because there's so much love to give.
Yeah, I so agree. I feel like who they are as individuals already predispose them to be able to get along. Like we talked very early on about their astrology matchups, but also just the amount, you know, them being roommates, the different situations and circumstances that they've been in over the course of their career and their friendship. It just seems like they're just going to be really great friends together for life. You know, they're forever. Just here forever. Yeah. Like you I said, swear irreversible.
Their gravestones are going to be right next to each other. Like they're going to be buried next to each other. Like that's how deep this runs. Yeah. Like I just feel that they're hands down the most underrated friendship in BTS. Like I do not feel like this ship really gets a lot of love. I'm not saying it doesn't. Like I think people really appreciate this pairing. But it is not one of the more popular ships.
Right.
So therefore, I just feel like it is so severely underestimated with how, like, getting into their friendship, how truly deep and unconditional their love is for one another.
Yeah. Ah, phenomenal. Phenomenal friendship. Phenomenal ship series between J-Hope and Jimin, just being able to really explore and analyze everything that they have, that they share between each other. Mm-hmm. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I love them too. I feel like they're very underrated as far as ships go. I'll continue to really love and support every J-Hope interaction because I know how much they mean to each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
Same.
Forever and always. We really enjoyed recording this episode over J-Hope. We hope that you Iconics enjoyed it as well. You can always let us know, you know, reach out to us on social DM or via email, and definitely, definitely send in your Bean and Army stories on email or in our Dropbox. We also want to say a special thanks to our supporters on Patreon, especially our VIP Iconics, Eileen, Michelle, Deja, Meg, Rachel, Robin, Emily, Madison, Holly, and Sophia. Thank you guys so, so much for all of your support. Of course, you can find links for all of the things in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for stanning BTS.